It's just really too cold, isn't it?
Well, you can sometimes you'll have a big crop of them, but then once in a while, like this, when it clears off and isn't rainy like this, then we'll have a frost and that'll get your beans, and
I
beans
see.
freeze.
I see.
But the stuff you grow underground in the peas doesn't matter.
Now,
And the rutabagas, the Cornish love the rutabagas. We used to call them Cousin Jack's sweet potatoes. I don't like rutabagas, but they
That's
did.
great. That's great. How about beets?
Yes, we
Red
grow
beets?
beets. We can
Red
grow
beets.
red beets.
Okay. Now, I guess it's the other, there are a couple other vegetables I was thinking about. The red ones that grow on a vine, they're really good on salads and tomatoes. Do y'all?
Yeah, well, I grow my tomatoes in the house.
Okay, you do. Okay, you have them.
Yeah.
The little ones, are they called cherry tomatoes?
That's what. But that's just something new to me, is the little
Oh.
ones. We never had them before.
Yeah, the big ones is the ones you had growing up. And a yellow vegetable, Hubbard is one kind.
Hubbard squash,
Y'all grow that?
No,
Okay.
they don't mature here. The frost will get them.
Okay. Now, all of those things that you grow in the garden together would be called what?
Garden vegetables?
Okay, excellent. Now, fruit, is it too cold for fruit here?
Yes.
Do you have to buy your fruit in the store?
Yes, we do.
Okay. The couple things I was wondering about, these are kind of old-time terms. The thing inside of a cherry, the hard thing, would be called a what?
See?
Okay. And how about inside of a peach?
Well, we call them peach seeds too.
Okay. Okay. Now, do people make a distinction between peaches depending on how they come off that seed?
Yeah, there's cling peaches and
Yeah,
the
right.
free peach.
Okay. Cling
Yeah.
and free is what people would call them. Great. Now, did your mother ever cook up fruit and use the jelly for something?
Oh, many
I mean, use
times a
the, yeah.
year, week after week, she made jelly. We used to pick the choke cherries and make a syrup rather than they, because choke cherries won't gel. Make a syrup, and then there was always gooseberries and things like that that grew wild.
And you could make a, that you can make.
Huckleberries, we used to have huckleberries too.
Okay. Another plant I was wondering about, it grows in very damp areas and usually in shade. It looks like a toadstool.
Oh, mushrooms?
Yeah, they grow
Yeah.
those. They have
Oh, we
those
have a
here.
lot of mushrooms here.
Okay.
Let me see. I had a friend come up yesterday and she didn't find anything but a poison one, so she'll come back next rainstorm.
I see. I see.
And do you know, I gotta tell you this. You don't have to tell anybody else. But everybody that comes and wants to pick mushrooms, they all pick a different kind. You know,
Really?
that isn't any good, and this is good, and that isn't any. They all pick a different, and they all come back the next year, so I know none of them very often is poisonous.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody has kind of a different one that they think are good
Yeah,
and
that
bad.
they like. It depends upon what part of Europe they came from, I
Oh my
suppose.
goodness. Did growing up, did your family ever eat dried out beef?
No, we never did. We used to
Okay.
butcher in the fall and freeze it.
Okay. So it
And
was cold
then,
enough here to freeze, was it?
yeah, we'd freeze it. And then, no, we never had jerky or anything like
Okay.
that.
Okay.
No, not
Is
my
jerky
family.
the same thing as chip beef?
I think it's just
Okay.
about the
Okay.
same.
Did you ever eat any salted pork?
Yes.
Now, what did they call that? What did they call salted pork? Would they have is that what they would have called it, salt pork, or
I
would they have
think it
called
is.
it fat back?
No, we call it salt pork.
Now, did your mother ever cook up, take the hog's head and cook it up?
Make cheese, head cheese.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah,
Oh,
we call
okay.
it head cheese.
You don't hear that much anymore either.
No.
Oh, you really don't. Did you have milk cows?
Oh, yes. We
Okay.
milk cows.
Tell me about the milking process. Once you got the milk out of the cow and into the pail, what did you have to do with it
We
before it was?
brought it in the house and we strained it.